Bedford to withdraw from the old line state. The state of Maryland will be one sportsbook short as Bedford is set to leave the state's online and retail sports betting market. The Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission, MLGC, announced the exit of the company in its meeting on Thursday, stating that Bedford will cease all operations in the state by July 31. Bedford launched its retail sportsbook in Maryland in 2023 after signing a partnership with Longshots, an off-track betting parlor in the state. Bedford lags behind in Maryland. While the MLGC didn't explicitly state the reasons why Bedford is withdrawing from the state, financial struggles likely played a significant role in the decisions. Since entering the old line state, the British gambling firm hasn't gained significant traction or market share. Furthermore, it struggles to compete with more established and well-known sportsbook brands like FanDuel and DraftKings in the state. Recent May wagering figures released by the MLGC revealed that Maryland's licensed sportsbook operators accepted $431.5 million in wagers, up 34.8% from the same month in 2023. FanDuel recorded the highest handle in the month at $195 million, an increase of 33.1% compared to $146.3 million last year. DraftKings achieved second spot with $137.3 million. Bedford, however, recorded a handle of $496,979, the 10th lowest among the state's 13 licensed sportsbooks. Maryland to welcome new operators. Despite the departure of Bedford, Maryland's sports betting market is set to expand with the addition of three new operators. Veterans Services Corporation is scheduled to launch on July 1st. Following a successful trial run last month. Ballybet is also expected to go live in July, while Better, a micro-betting specialist, has announced plans to enter the market.